Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media ahead of Thursday night's season opener against Kansas City.
How we doing?
Great. Wow.
Good.
finally it's game week to get to this point. How hard is it to slog through all that to get to where you want to be right now?
I don't know, man. This is what you've been anticipating and waiting for. Week one is finally here. I feel like it's been a long time coming. I'm excited to get to work until Thursday.
Are you sort of curious how it's going to go in a way that you maybe haven't been for a long time? Or do you feel like you know at this point?
Nah, not really curious how it's going to go. Just focus on me doing my job and, preparing the right way, preparing as a team, prepare individually, and be locked in and, this whole week just so I get in the game, ready to go.
Derrick, I know you weren't here last year, but, for this team playing the game that ended season last year, have you noticed any specific energy coming from the Ravens who were here last year? Do you sense a deeper meaning to this season opener for some of these guys?
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it's going to be that. I mean, that was what they lost to get to the big one. So, I'm sure that's in the back of their minds. And, want to come out and play Raven style of football, execute just so we get a W. But, yeah, I'm sure that's in the back of their minds. And, I'm sure everybody's locked in and be ready to go.
What struck you about working with Lamar closely and seeing his preparation for the season?
The way he comes to work every day. You see why he's great. You see how he approaches each and every practice. Being a leader out here, communicating with the guys, everybody being on the same page. His work at the show to see why he's so productive when the season comes, being the MVP.
Derrick, when you were watching the AFC Championship last year, was there any part of you, considering what happened at the trade deadline, that was thinking, if I had been a Raven, things might have been different?
Hell yeah. I was wishing I could suit up that day watching that game. But now it's my turn, so, got to take advantage of it. It's going to be a hell of a game. The Chiefs are always tough. They're solid on all three teams, so got to be locked in this week to be able to execute on Thursday.
Derrick, in your career, the Chiefs, you have the highest yards per attempt of your career against an NFL opponent, and the second most yards per game against them. Is there something specifically when you play against them that you found success that causes you to see statistical success against them more so than other opponents?
I don't know. I think it's just they are a great team and been a great team for a while now. Their defense is solid. I think they're solid from top to bottom. They have willing tacklers. They're disruptive. So, you just got to bring your A game when you're going up against those guys. And, I've been fortunate enough to have success when we played them.
Derrick, a pretty obvious question, but a lot of attention paid to this offensive line this offseason. How important are they to you doing your job as well as you can? And I guess what are your expectations for them this year?
Yeah, I'm excited for them to go showcase, them as a group and us as a whole, and going to do our job and executing. It's all tied in together. We all trust one another. It's just going out there and putting it all together.
How would you say your body feels entering this season as compared to previous years?
My body feels the same. It hasn't changed much. The age difference, but my body still feels good.
Who impresses you on the up front for Kansas City when you're looking at getting ready for them this year?
Of course, 9-5. I mean, we all know who he is, type of player he is, disruptive, a game breaker, 5-6. He does a great job for them as well. 54, they use him at backer and they put him on the outside. I think they're just solid from top to bottom. With Nick, 32, Drew, 23, McDuffie on the outside. They got some other guys they got to replace with trades and free agency, but I think they still have the same scheme of guys who are working well with it, and they do a great job of running their scheme as well.
Derrick, at this point in your career, you've played, obviously, in big games. Curious how you view a game like this against the defending champions, prime time, all of that sort of thing. Do you view it any differently compared to sort of most games to get more amped up for those sorts of games or anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just football. Well, I've been playing since I was 5 years old. But the atmosphere and, it being the first game at night, them coming off a Super Bowl, it being at home at Arrowhead, which the environment is going to be loud, it's going to be hostile, but that's what you want. I mean, especially on opening night, you know, everybody watching the first game of the year, the kickoff of the 2024 season. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good. All right, thanks, Sarah.
All right, y'all.